And 2019 is already the worst year for the Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E virus, a rare disease spread by mosquitoes. And with a fourth death in Massachusetts, there are now 10 deaths nationwide. Helen Branswell has been covering this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, we want to know why this is increasing, but first, tell us more about this virus.
It's very, very rare. It's more rare than West Nile virus, which, you know, many listeners will know about. But it is, of these diseases that can cause encephalitis, it is the most severe. You asked why this year is such a bad year. That's not really clear. There's a lot that's not known about this. It's because it's rare, there's not a lot of research done on it. But what is known is that you have sort of waves. Some years, activity is quite low. Sometimes the U.S. might see only 3 cases in a year. And then in another year, you might have 15 or 20. This year is really sort of setting a new high in recent years. But the CDC still says this isn't, you know, unexpected, or at least it's not off the charts yet.
Right. Well, not yet. But, you know, we see equine in the name, Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Horses have died as well for after they've been bit by mosquitoes. Why is it so deadly?
Well, the virus is neuroinvasive. It can move into the brain and then cause brain swelling, and that is a very difficult condition to treat. And so of the percentage of cases that develop neuroinvasive disease, about a third of them die. And even people who survive, if they've had encephalitis, can have really serious long-term consequences of the infection.
Yeah, people are raising money for a little girl who has Triple E in Massachusetts. But the virus was found along the Great Lakes, the Gulf Coast, Connecticut. One human case was reported in Ontario. So people are being told just to try like crazy not to get bit by a mosquito. Not every mosquito is carrying this virus. But is that the only thing right now? Just try not to get bit?
Well, obviously, you know, in communities where testing has shown that mosquitoes are, some mosquitoes at any rate, are carrying the virus, they're doing spraying. So Massachusetts, for instance, is doing spraying in areas where it knows the risk is high. In terms of sort of what we can do as individuals, really, that is the answer. There is no human vaccine. There is one for horses. But because human cases are so rare, the economics aren't there to produce a human vaccine. And so really all people can do is take the kinds of precautions you should take to avoid West Nile. You know, use containing mosquito repellents, wear long sleeves, wear long trousers, wear light clothing at night. These are mosquitoes that typically bite around dusk and into the evening. And so try not to get bitten.
Yeah. There's been a death in West Warwick, Rhode Island, 3 deaths in Michigan, including one in September in Kalamazoo County, deaths, as we said, Massachusetts, Connecticut. So it seems to be in areas where there is water and mosquitoes and, you know, the caution, try to cover up. Helen Branswell with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.